How do you spend your evenings? Let me guess. You're flipping through the TV channels. Maybe your wife is looking through Facebook. Well, let me tell you how we spend our evenings. We like to soak. Oh, yeah. Because there's nothing better than an evening together. Soaking away the cares of the day in our own Bullfrog Spa. Go to Tropical Fiberglass Pools and Bullfrog Spas, 1333 East Red Hills Parkway today, so you can start soaking tomorrow. Oh, yeah.
Times our biggest accomplishment of the day is not throwing something at our TVs. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
May we see your papers?
I don't think I have them on me.
In that case, we'll have to ask you to come along.
Wait, it's possible that, yes. Here they are.
These papers expired 3 weeks ago. You have to come along.
Halt! Halt!
What was that?
He was such a good sprinter, too.
That is becoming more of a reality than one would ever know. Maybe a little dramatic on the gunshot at the end, but I'm telling you, this is coming.
Not so dramatic. I can see it. Your papers, please. I'm only going to Milwaukee. Your papers, please. Bang.
Gosh. Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you aboard. Where do I start today? There's so much. First of all, okay, we're going to get to that in just a moment, but and why we played that. But there was a lockdown of a couple of schools, and the lockdown was because somebody in the neighborhood, not at the school or anything, not threatening the school, not really near the school, but somebody in a neighborhood was having some sort of domestic altercation, and there was no report of any gun or anything. There was no report of anything except for a guy, 6'3", shaved head. Okay.
That strikes terror in my heart.
It does, for me too. So the schools were locked from the outside. School still went on, but we brought this up on the show before, and I have to question what in the world we're doing sometimes. You know, we've done this before where schools were locked down until the evening when somebody fled a scene robbery. I don't know if you guys remember this, but he was already taken into custody hours before the schools even let the kids out. They knew it. They had the guy in custody, and then it took another, I think it was 6 hours, and the parents were still lining up to get their kids out of the school, and they weren't allowed to take their kids out, even though the guy had been apprehended. So Steve Durham, whatever his name is, at the school district, they call the shots on locking the school down. Are we going to lock the schools down for any reason at all? Because it just seems like that's the direction we seem to be going in. The school wasn't threatened. Nobody had any idea this person, or if this person was even a threat going near the school, because we weren't really given any info. So I don't know. But I would think that if the guy was threatening the school, we would have heard about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know. It just really bothers me that we're going into that kind of weird, I was going to call it a police state, but this is an education state.
Yeah.
This is more about the education department doing what it wants to do and being a little fanatical, if you ask me.
Yeah. To be fair, though,
what?
I don't think they'll be doing lockdowns like that for anything happening north of Cedar City.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had to bring it up because I don't know if there's a boundary by which the local Department of Education, the school board, works from anymore. And that's what bothers me. Where's the boundary line? Can somebody 3 miles away from a school do something and they would lock schools down for no apparent reason? I mean, what's the reasoning? I want to know what their checklist is, personally, because these are people I don't trust. I think these are the biggest jerks we have, are the school board. So I don't like them. I don't think they work with character and integrity. I'm sorry. They do whatever the governor tells them to do. Nobody has a backbone. No one will stand up for you. Even with the promises, they will not stand up for your kids.
The school board should not even have the authority to do a lockdown.
Yeah.
All that has to happen is if a lockdown is needed, the police can call the principal of the school and say you need the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
But the school board, no business involved.
Yeah, because it just seems that the boundary keeps getting pushed farther and farther, and there's no real reasoning anymore. So when you go into lockdown, everyone is going to think, whether you think so or not, school board, that there's been a threat on the school, that the kids are in danger. Mm-hmm. So you needed to lock down. But that's not the case.
No.
So what's the checklist?
Well, it's like little Johnny's mother and father are having a fight at home. Put him in the principal's office and lock down the school.
Yeah. I mean, this is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, it is. That's what this kind of thing sounds like here.
Yeah.
There's no involvement in the school at all.
No.
It was just within so many blocks of the school that somebody was fighting with their wife in the driveway kind of thing.
So it is sort of police state, which we could have a whole conversation about, but this is really the education making this call. Because I don't think they're forced to lock a school down. And this time they locked numerous schools down. I don't like it. I don't like the territory we're going into. It's very strange. They did a coin toss over the newest city council member. And let's see who won. Rick Erickson won, who was the deputy Washington, who serves as the deputy Washington County attorney, right? Mm-hmm. And so what they did was they said, have you worked for the city? Have you dealt with the city? And then really, they actually gave their line of what they looked for in the newest council person. Now, let's see. Did the language say, hey, do you uphold the Utah Constitution? Hey, do you know where your authority starts and ends? No. Nope. You know what they looked for? They looked for evidence of service and leadership and the ability to collaborate and whether or not you shared the same counselor's vision as the other counselors. Let me just say that again. Did it have anything to do with understanding the job that you're supposed to do? No. Nope. In fact, it was just about, are you going to be a thorn in our side? I have other language, but I won't say it. Are you going to be a thorn in our side? Are you going to go along, get along kind of mentality? Are you going to do what we say? Or are you going to not go along with the show? That's lovely. Hmm. I'm so glad that we know how to pick a council member when we have to pick one. Then they did a coin toss. But I'm just really, really glad we have such high integrity and character that we would look for somebody that actually wanted to stand for the I know where my authority starts and ends, rather than the few qualities they did look for. And that is, are you pretty much with the city? Do you agree with what we're doing? Oh, goody. You qualify. Love it. Love it. It's just perfect, isn't it?
And even worse is, they have a better opportunity to vet this guy than the public does for an election.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they still can't do it properly.
No. Jimmy Hughes and Greg MacArthur, who's very leftist. You've got Danielle, who's very leftist. You've got Ed. Isn't Ed still on there? No, Ed's not on there anymore. Who is? I'm trying to think of all the council members. A lot of leftists. But I'm just shocked, I think, more so, that's the qualifications.
I would like to invite Ed Baca to come and talk on the show.
I don't know. Does he have a voice, though? Maybe his voice disappeared.
I know that prior to...
Is it working, or...?
Prior to his election, he had a loud voice.
I know, but he's been so quiet, I wondered if something happened to his larynx.
Well, that's what I want him to come and explain.
Ah.
Did he have a tracheotomy? Is he afraid? Was he threatened? Can he talk about it
I'm gonna go with threatened at this point because the guy hasn't said a single solitary word since he got in.
Not one word.
So,
but before that, it was 10 letters a week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But when you get on, see, you become part of the
the
little cabal that's going on.
I want one of these guys to come forward and tell the truth. What happens?
Yeah. I wish I was at that vetting ceremony that they did. Are you going to go along with us? Are you going to say no to us? This is our vision. Do you agree? You're perfect. You're hired. Mm-hmm. I mean, give me a break. What low integrity do you have to have in order to hire somebody for a job is, will you go along with us?
Or who do you like better? Putin or the premier of China?
So true. You know, we really are at a time when we need leadership, but the kind of leadership that says, we're not going to grant ourselves more authority and extend the budgets with more money and go right to the feds for more cash and beg and plead for more money and do whatever we're told by the governor. That's what we need. That's not what you're going to get. You're going to get Jimmy Hughes and Michelle Randall and Danielle and Greggy, because Greggy is the son of Dan MacArthur. You're going to get all these people that go along with the story. They'll just go along. And I'm it's just sad to watch for me, because I would just love it if I could see people standing up. I'm hoping Michelle stands up to this. I'm hoping we reduce budgets. I'm hoping we actually reduce authority that they've granted themselves. But I don't see anyone doing it. And then when I see the qualifications for the hiring of the newest member is, will you go along with our shared vision? Come on.
But
I don't have a lot of hope.
He made a statement.
Mm-hmm.
And he's quoted in the article. His statement's quoted. Erickson said, St. George stands at a crossroads of many intersecting and at times competing interests. How these competing interests are addressed will profoundly affect our citizenry for decades to come.
Yeah.
No. Not one decision you're making is going to affect anybody for decades to come.
Right.
You're not that important.
Yeah, amen, brother. Greg and Danielle and Brian and Jimmy, you know what? Have some more integrity. How about that? Why don't you guys hire someone? And I don't know much about Erickson, but I'll tell you this. Your list of qualifications is horrendous. And that speaks volumes. It speaks volumes to the citizenry on who you were looking for. Somebody that wouldn't say no, that would go along with the story and never, ever stand in your way. And I find that, honestly, completely pathetic. I do. It's pathetic. Be right back, Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
It didn't hurt, flirt, blood, squirt, stuff, shirt like me on a tree. After I count down three rounds in hell, I'll be in good company.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. Glad to have you. The Dead South, that's that group. In hell, I'll be in good company. Welcome back. I've got Uncle Milty with me. Welcome to the show. And I also wanted to mention, if you get in an accident, call ABC Auto Body Central. Those are the guys I would use if I were you. They're very good. They'll come to your home and even do an assessment. You don't even have to go to them. And they're great communicators. They'll make sure that you know what's going on every step of the way, and they'll work with your insurance company for you. They do an excellent job. They've got a five-star rating. These guys are amazing, and they're honest. You always want that in somebody that's working with your insurance company. So make sure that they're your choice, ABC Auto Body Central. And also make sure that you're taking advantage of that special with Tropical Pools and Spa. Make sure that you go get a Bullfrog hot tub because you can get up to $800 off. And I'm telling you, it's so worth it. You'll love me for this one. And these are easy to use. The jets are amazing. Replaceable jet packs in the back so you can get the ones that you like the most. You can even go and try them out. You can put your bathing suit on and go in a special room and try it out and see how you how much you'll love it, because it's they're kind of amazing that way. They'll allow you to do that, and I would take advantage of that because you can go in and you can check out all the different jet packs, and then when you order your Bullfrog hot tub, you can get the ones that you love the most. Maybe it's jets going up all the way up and down your back, or maybe it's the one that's just steady and light. It just kind of depends on you. So make sure you go and get up to $800 off right now and take advantage of their special at Tropical Pool and Spa, up to $2,000 off on their swim spa. An amazing deal, let me just tell you. We'll take calls, 888-673-1450. Yeah, it does. It's really disappointing when you see the qualifications for who they look for in somebody that that they want to join the council. I truly wish that it had been where they were actually, I had hoped for this from Jimmy Hughes and Danielle and Brian and Greg MacArthur, son of Dan MacArthur, who was mayor for, it felt like 100 years. But, and I like Dan as a person, but there was a lot of stuff that came our way, though, that, well, Pike just did it on steroids. But it's been amazing to watch. And their qualification list, it wasn't, do you know what your authority is? It wasn't, do you understand the Constitution? Do you understand this job? And are you able, do you have the courage and conviction to say no to things? It was, can you go along with us? I just think that's really sad. It's really telling. Will you go along with us? Do you share our vision? Do you want the job because you'll go along and you won't say no? That's what, yeah. That's sad.
Do you understand how a good old boy network works?
Do you understand what favors are like? Do you understand that you will never say no? It'll always be unanimous because that's how this is going to go down. Are you game? Where's the honesty and integrity in that? Come on. Aren't we better than that? I would hope we were. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thank you. Hey, I'm not going to get shot, but I was wondering if there was somebody in your audience could tell me where I can get a copy of that certificate that they hand out when you get a shot. That I can fill out, sign my name, uh-huh. and some doctor's name. They got so many given shots, they don't know who's doing them. But if somebody could let us know where we can get a blank certificate, so I'd really appreciate it so I can get out of town here.
Yeah.
That's my thought.
There you go. Thank you. Really appreciate that. Yeah, that'd be nice, actually. It is. It's just, it's sad to me. Something's very lacking in our city council if what they're looking for is a unanimous person that won't say anything but yes to whatever the plan is. When I saw that list of qualifications, because they listed them in the news, I just went, wow, how sad. I would be embarrassed to be a city council person right now with that kind of list of qualifications. I truly would be.
Yep.
So I just wanted everyone to know that Zions will be making sure that you wear that mask outside when you are standing in line or in a plaza area. As long as you can stay 6 feet away outside, they won't be as hard on you with the mask because of the federal, you know, EO from Dictator Biden. But they want you to know that they are on the case. They're going to make sure that you do what they want. And this is coming from Amanda Roland and Chief Ranger Daniel Fagergren. They spoke at a virtual conference and they said that they will cite you. They will outside in the fresh air. I just wanted you guys to know. This is how stupid we are. Outside in the fresh air, you go to go hiking, and these two will be on your case and making sure that you're obeying the mask law.
Yeah, I'd love to see
federal
what
mandate.
Law they write on the ticket.
The federal mandate.
You know where it says code?
Uh-huh.
They put in there Biden's butt. That's the code.
Anyway, they're getting their $33 million for their electric shuttle bus that seemed to be, in a state of, terrible. What's it been in effect for, 5 years? Anyway, so they got the $33 million for that. But man, they will be out there with a measuring tape to see whether you're 6 feet away. And if you're 5 feet outside, they will fine you. So I just, wow. Thanks, Amanda. You're a gem. And also Chief Ranger Daniel Fegergren. This is like the equivalent of mall cops. And they're going to be on your tail. So if you try to go hiking, just know that they'll have their measuring tape out.
There is a little way around it.
What's that?
Well, if you're social distancing or not, when they come up to you and they say you two aren't social distancing, you say, well, I'm not with him. I'm with that guy over there.
We're at least 11 feet apart.
Right. Yeah. He's way over there. We're having to yell to talk.
No, I like your answer. No. I do. That would be one way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just deny you're with that person. Yeah. They encroached on you.
I like it. I like it. Okay. I also wanted you guys to know that I don't know how much you love being a guinea pig, but if you sign up for the shot, I just can't make this stuff up. Okie dokie.
Don't you get it entered in a drawing for like a $14 credit card?
No. If you want to pony up for the experimental gene therapy shot with no COVID in it, you're more than welcome to do so. They announced on their website, their .gov website, I'm not making this up, the estimated study completion date is January 31st, 2023, 2 years from now, for Pfizer. The estimated study completion date for Moderna is October 27th, 2022.
You want to hear some?
Because you're the guinea pig in this trial that they're doing. So good luck with that.
And here's an interesting number.
What's that?
I just did that this morning, so I know.
Uh-huh.
Those are approximately the same dates that will... are probably when COVID people infected will still have their immunity.
Really? Okay. Yeah. Perfect. This study is to describe that it's on clinicaltrials.gov. You're part of a trial.
Those are fun.
You just didn't know it. Because 40 to 50% of the animals died that they tried it on.
You know, in most clinical trials are very hard to get into. Mm-hmm. And you have to sign releases saying, you know, there's probably some danger to this.
Yeah.
And you're not going to, you know, we'll do this, this, and this for you.
Right.
But you're not going to get millions of dollars from your friends on the jury.
Yeah.
They don't even do that on this.
No, they won't. They won't allow that. In fact, you're signing away that you can't sue anybody.
Right.
So a lot of people are getting really sick after. Now, I want you to ask yourself one question. What's in it that's making people sick if COVID-19 isn't in it? Let me say that again. What is making people sick right after they take this? Because everybody's going, oh, it's working because you're sick. That means your body's fighting COVID. There's no COVID in the shot. What's in the shot? What's in the shot? If there's no COVID in this shot, what's making people so sick? So you're part of a clinical 2-year clinical trial. And for Moderna, it's only 1 year. And the one study is to describe the safety, tolerability, and immunogenicity. The other one, Moderna, is a study to evaluate safety and immunogenicity of the mRNA. You're taking mRNA into your body. And you're wondering if it's COVID that's making you ill because your body's fighting it? That's not true. In the fact sheet, because they're not allowed to do an insert because it's under emergency trial and it's not FDA approved. So in the fact sheet, it says that it doesn't prevent COVID or treat COVID. And that if you want to get pregnant or you are pregnant, you're not allowed to take it? Why does it say if you want to get pregnant, you're not allowed to take it? Is there any sterility in this shot? It's a big question mark. A lot of talk about the cause and effect of this shot. And then also, what's making people so sick? From the last note I saw, we had 211 deaths so far of people that took the vaccine and died right afterwards that were pretty okay, pretty healthy. And we had thousands because of vaccine, I'm going to call it vaccine, but it's gene therapy injury because it's not a vaccine. There's no COVID in it. Can't be a vaccine. So why are people getting so ill? And then within 3 weeks, they have to do another shot. So what in the world's going on? If you have any doubt at all, I would not say this unless I really meant it. Have you ever decided to pray about this? Because most people don't. They go, oh, it's a vaccine. I need to take it. Well, why don't you just try it? Why don't you just pray about it and see where you land on the issue? And if there's any confusion at all, wouldn't that be your answer? If there's any confusion at all, if you really don't know what's in it, why would you take a chance? Why don't you just pray about it? I say you start praying about the things that you normally wouldn't pray about. Like, gee, am I being told the truth by my government? Am I being lied to by medical professionals? Should I take this vaccine into my body?
I prayed about it. And the three times I tried to go get the vaccine, mm-hmm. I was in car accidents.
There you go. You know, sometimes we don't think about that because we're so wired to just go, oh, well, that's nothing I have to pray over. I'm just going to go do it because my doctor said I should do this. Your doctors could be lied to. Have you ever thought about that?
Yeah.
Because if you ask them about the fact that there's no COVID in the vaccine, right? What are they going to say? You could show them the fact sheet. Mm-hmm. It says the ingredients. There's no COVID-19 in the ingredients. There's nothing in there. It says it doesn't prevent or treat COVID. But everyone's willing to be part of a trial? Think again. Be right back. Kate Daly Show.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
They did a bad, bad thing. They did a bad, bad thing. You ever loved someone so much you thought your little heart was gonna break in two? I didn't think so. You ever try with all your heart and soul to get your lover back to you? I wanna hope so. You ever pray with all your heart and soul just to watch her walk away? They did a bad, bad thing. Bad, bad thing. Maybe the bad, bad thing. I feel like crying. Feel like crying.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show. Welcome back. Sorry. I just have to laugh at the at Steve Dunham, the Washington County School District mall cop. Anyway, just wait till we get to this story. Jeez. It's just getting more pathetic as we go, but sorry. It's like hour of pathetic news. What can we say? So I'm just anyway. The Biden team is looking for air travel domestically. They're in a really big conversation about it, which means it's already done. But they ease it into the public this way. So the Biden team, the Biden dictator team, is looking at making sure that for domestic travel, you get a COVID test. See, January 26th, it was for international coming in here. And now it is it would be for domestic travel, which means this will probably go into effect by the end of the month. I would imagine, because they're pretty quick. Once they announce that they're talking about it in the public, they've already secured it, done it. And then, of course, the head of the stewardesses, flight attendants, is saying, well, that's not fair if you only pick on air travel. We'd like to see it in restaurants, buses, trains, and shops.
And public restrooms.
Anything. that's public. That's lovely. Papers, please. Anyway, that's what it sounds like. But I have to talk about Steve Dunham of the school district, because this guy is just such a piece of work that every time he appears in an article, I'm like, you almost can't believe what you're reading. But they would like to penalize people for attending basketball games. And they would like to penalize because they might be violating the health order. The health, they're not going to do anything. Okay, they've already announced they're not going to penalize people. Okay, but the school district will. So Steve Dunham, mall cop, is on the case. Let me just tell you, because he's going to make sure people pay. Now, the first question you're probably asking is, why is this? Well, the students at halftime might be letting people in to watch them play, which is totally understandable, considering that you're playing basketball, you would like a couple people to come watch you. But mall cop Steve Dunham is really concerned about all the deaths taking place in the schools. So your next question is, are there deaths in the schools? No, there's no deaths happening among the youth. Nope, and there's no deaths going on in the schools. But he's concerned about it enough that he wants to penalize those that are doing this.
In all fairness, on the 6th through 8th of February, there was one new death.
Of somebody over the age of 80?
Between the ages of 65 and 84.
So 84.
Maybe they were slow learners still in school.
I'm so glad he's on the case, though. I'm so glad the school district's on the case. Good old Larry and the gang. I'm, you know, thanks, you guys, for making life really horrific for everybody around here, because you diehards over there at the school district just cling to every single little thing you can with absolutely no evidence of anything. There hasn't been a single death among a student in Utah. I don't know what to say about the mentality of people that go after this kind of thing to make people pay. But Steve's a trip, man. He has landed in so many articles since this thing began. I actually think he's pretty happy about all this, because he is driven to mall cop the schools and to make sure that people will pay for wanting to watch a basketball game. You know, they have to reduce their attendance to 25%. Per the health department. But the health department has also said, we're not going to go after people. But here's the school district telling you that by order of the health department, they have to hand out these punishments and they have to report and they've got to do all these things. They're getting really good at trying to punish people. I've never seen a group of people hang on to every single rule as fiercely as these people without any shred of evidence whatsoever, without any shred of medical evidence to even back up their claim that we're still in a plague after a year. This is just getting sickening.
What part of the legislation is the legislature is the health department that they can make laws?
Yeah, they can't.
Oh.
Yeah. There's a problem with that. This is why lawsuits are cropping up all over the country to and go after the emergency order and the health department authority that they've been given. Because then the school district puts it in the health department hands. Oh, it's not us. You call them up right now. That's what they'll tell you. It's not us. It's not us. We're not doing a thing. It's because of the health department. Really? Because the health department said they really aren't going to do much. I don't think they really care as much as the school board does. But it's people like mall cop Steve Dunham that I have such little respect for. When I see somebody that is going after this as if they are a cop, maybe in another life he wanted to be one. You know, I don't know, a badge heavy cop, but that's what it comes across as. And Larry must love it because he's the superintendent, and he must be handing out these orders to Steve. I'm not sure if this is all Steve's doing or Larry's or what, but the school district council, the school board members, I'm sorry. How ridiculous are you guys? I'm embarrassed for all of them.
These are the people who woke up on the morning of February 1st, 2020.
Uh-huh.
and said, oh boy, I finally get my brown shirt.
Yeah. They have gone after this like crazy. They actually convened a committee. So it has nothing to do with your doctor, but you and your doctor have to go in and plead at their mercy. Plead with them to obey what your doctor says. And they get to decide whether they want to say, to take in what your doctor says for one of these kids on a pass for, hey, you can't wear the mask or whatever, right? You know what I can't wait for are all the lawsuits that are going to crop up when all these masks every day cause cancer 3 to 5 years from now, like Judy Mikovits said, that worked for Fauci, that tried to expose Fauci. So she said the cancers that are going to be cropping up because you're breathing in all that stuff all day long and these kids are forced to do this with no issue amongst the kids in the state of Utah. You tell me, did we have a kid die of COVID? Even one? And they're still making these kids mask up every day? They are going to have lawsuits out the wazoo. You just wait 3 to 5 years from now. And how sad is that going to be? These people, think they have way too much power, especially the mall cops like Steve Dunham. I just think it's really pathetic and I don't appreciate it. I think they've lost credibility and respect amongst the parents, because when the parents and the friends of these kids are just wanting to watch them play, and you can imagine why, if you can't tell me that there was a reason for your mall copishness to kick in, if you can't tell me that there is a whole lot of cases of COVID coming from these games, then why in the world are you going after this with your penalties and your punishments? See, there's no reason to, because you can't even say that there was a case. I just find them so pathetic. It's just beyond me. It's just so frustrating to watch these people and their little bit of power.
As of February 3rd, no one under the age of 24 has died of COVID in Utah.
Yeah. Well, the cases are from other things like cancer. We've had cases of kids.
They're not even showing them.
Yeah, I know. The cases that they could even point to with that was because of a test run at 40 magnifications that could give you any result you wanted because the kid had something else. But that's not even the case. So they can't even say in Washington County, let's just even go to the county. In Washington County, you tell me, have those games spurred some plague that I don't know about? Are people dropping because they attended a basketball game? No. You just decided, school board and Steve Dunham, mall cop, that you would just go after it? With your punishments? Trying to scare everybody from not going? You know, you'd have a lot more respect from people if you just stopped with your little bit of authority. Just stop and let people do what they're going to do. The lawsuits they're going to get 3 to 5 years from now, well, it's just going to be amazing.
I'm tired of hearing the teachers say they're afraid too.
Oh, gosh.
Because here's the statistics in Utah. 85 years and older, 507 deaths.
Mm-hmm.
75 to 84, 484 deaths. 63 to 74, 404 deaths. Those are all retired people.
Yep.
Then it drops to the high of 196 people from 55 to 64. Then it drops to under 100.
Yep. And here's the thing. If somebody's sick, they're probably not going to show up at a game. So how in the world are they spreading it sitting in the stands 6 feet apart? I'm just curious, because unhealthy people can't spread anything according to the WHO. So what science is the school district going off of? Or do they really just like the arcane rules? Do they just really like to be the brown shirt? And I'm pretty sure that's the case with Steve Dunham, mall cop.
Some of them actually believe... Sorry. That even though 90% of the people are wearing masks, the 10% are really wreaking havoc out there.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't worn a mask for a year. How come I'm not dead, Steve Dunham? Why am I not dead?
Or sick.
I wonder why that could be. I'm tired of people that act like the Stasi and enjoy it. I'm tired. I wonder if you guys are too.
They've always existed.
I know. But these people, they would sign up to be that person. They would. They love it. This is why they came out with an article about it. This is why they want to be in the news telling you they're the brown shirt. They want to. It doesn't matter that it doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter that the rules are so funny that I was in line for a sandwich and this couple ahead of me had their masks on and were looking at me like I had the plague. And then, of course, they got their sandwich. So I'm on the left of the restaurant. They get their sandwich. They go and they sit at a table right next to me. Now they're closer to me than they were in line. And they take off their masks and look at me. And I'm sitting there thinking, so now you're okay? Now you're fine? You're closer to me now with your mask off, but you already ordered, so now you're okay? See the nonsensical crapola that this is? Can anyone with a straight face, because they took off their masks to eat, and now they're fine, even though they're closer to me in proximity?
Well, that's,
nobody can define these rules. This is madness.
What they don't say is that the virus, if you're eating, the virus attacks the food instead of you.
Oh, okay. I just had to hear that because I was confused. I thought, am I not seeing the ridiculousness of this? If it's supposed to be airborne, that's the whole reason you're wearing a mask. It's just not airborne when you sit down to eat a sandwich and talk. But it's airborne when you're 5 feet above. I'm 5'5". So I guess at 5'5", you can get COVID. See, this is how ridiculous it is. And this is why people aren't respecting those that wear the brown shirt in this situation. We have a whole school board of people that are brown shirts that are taking this on as, I will do my duty to uphold the law. Papers, please. I mean, this is how ridiculous this is getting. And there's people in the crowd going, buddy, none of this makes sense. And if it doesn't make sense and we're not dying a year later, then stop with your brown shirting. Knock it off. I can't say this enough. It's people like Steve Dunham. It's people like the school district. These people are infuriating because they'll do whatever they told, no backbone. And you know what? Nobody's telling them that they have to be the enforcer. Nobody said that to them. But they want to be the enforcer. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. They want to be. So they're going to go after you and brown shirt you to death on this whole thing, even though even the science does not give them anything in their court to prove anything. Nothing. But they'll do it with a straight face. It's amazing to me. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Today, Raheem Kassam joins us. He was assistant to Nigel Farrar, and also he was the editor of Breitbart UK. Anyway, we will be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
Hi guys, it's Andrew.